What is going on, guys? It is your favorite content creator's favorite content creator checking in here from beautiful, sunny Georgia. My name is Sai Kara. For those of you who are new here, we talk about everything content related for your tech company. And today's episode is going to be going over a simple yet super, super useful framework in order to create content that actually performs, whether it's on paid ads or organic social media. And for those of you who don't know me or what we do here at Trendify, my name is Sai. I am the co-founder here at Trendify along with my older brother, Shrieker. We started this company about 3 years ago. Before this, we created a lot of content on social media. In less than a year and a half, my brother and I built a little over 10 million followers across all of our accounts. We amassed billions of views, and then we decided to start this company to help other companies do something very similar. And so just within the last few years, we've been able to work with over 50 brands, some of which include Y Combinator, True Classic, Mindvalley, been able to help some awesome founders as well, like Justin Kahn, who co-founded Twitch, Sahil Bloom, Vishen Lakhiani. And through all this time in, you know, helping clients get millions of views, helping them manage millions in ad spend, just basically helping them grow their business, we realized one big thing. And the reason I'm thinking about this today is because it was a discussion we had with one of our client account managers today morning. And so basically what had happened was we were reviewing a concept, an organic concept for one of our clients. And my brother asked a question that kind of made us think. And we changed our whole process of the actual concept we came up with for this client just because of the question my brother had asked. So we redid the entire script A to Z. So one of our client account managers was going through one of the concepts that he came up with. I thought it was great. My brother also thought it was great. But then he took a second and asked, would you watch this yourself? Simple question. Would you watch this yourself? Now, for some more context, the client specifically was in the productivity space, and we were creating a humorous video that shows productivity being used in an extreme way. So someone is super over the top productive, and we wanted to shine some light and humor onto it. And he asked us, would you watch this video? We took some time to think about it, and we said, no, Shrieker, I would not watch this video. And so he said, all right, let's scrap it. Let's redo the whole entire video. And for a moment, especially for the client account manager, it felt like he got stabbed in the stomach because he spent all this time working on the script. But we went and redid the whole thing, and then he asked the same question after, and we both said, yes, we would watch this. And it's such a simple frame when you create content. Like, what would make you want to watch a video? And this is more prevalent for organic content, not so much on paid ads, although it does really help. Paid ads is a lot more straight to the point. You don't need to be overly entertaining or informative slash value driven, but organic is the exact opposite of that. Because when you think about the algorithm, basically what it optimizes for is attention, because TikTok, Instagram, all these platforms want you to stay on the platform for as long as you can so they can get more advertisers to pay them even more money since people are staying longer. And that's like the whole goal of like what they do, and that's why they do what they do. And so when you break it down to an organic content perspective, if you have a crappy video that you post, TikTok, Instagram won't promote the video. They won't give you views because it's not engaging for people to stay on the platform, which is why they only promote videos that are super engaging. And so every time you come across a video, I want you to do the following exercise. Ask yourself a simple question of, why do I want to watch this video? Or do I even want to watch it? The videos that show up on your Instagram and TikTok. If you want to watch it and you know it serves you well, ask yourself another question. Why? Why do I want to watch this video? What about this video makes it stand out to me? And if you want to go a step deeper into this process, something we do internally is a lot of competitor analysis. I'll give you a simple hack that's probably a smaller version of what we do, yet super effective. Go on TikTok, go on Instagram, and search up your niche. So let's say for the productivity app, for example, I would search up productivity tips or like productivity humor or productivity fails, something along those lines, and I would watch a video. After watching a video, I would ask myself, okay, what about this video made me want to watch it or not want to watch it? And every time that you come up with a concept or script for your own video, or anyone on your team does this, or if you have an agency currently doing this, ask this simple question, and I guarantee you, your content will go viral a lot quicker, or you will build way better engagement and get towards that ideal goal that you're getting to. And so I wanted to record this quick episode just because it's been something on my mind, and it's such a simple thing to do, yet no one seems to be doing it. So even if it takes time for you to rewrite all your scripts, all your content, trust me, do it, because at the end of the day, if you wouldn't watch your content, your own content, then why would anyone else watch it? Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. We're putting out a bunch of content just because we're learning so many things in the business right now and just helping some really awesome, awesome companies scale their ad spend to, man, six figures a month, and just learning all the lessons along the way. So like I said, you don't have to get the scars from everything that we're doing hands-on. So if you like this, it would mean a lot if you could leave a review on this podcast. We don't do any promotions to this. The only way this grows is through word of mouth. So if you could share this with someone and leave a quick review, that would mean the world for both my brother and I. That's it for me. Hope you guys have a fantastic Wednesday and keep slaying. See you guys next time.